Muslim does not swear. He does not use abusive language. He does not splutter expletives. That's not the way a Muslim speaks. A Muslim speech is noble and pure. And it's dignified.
This is something that happened yesterday. A friend of mine was telling me that he was going to the masjid and a car almost hit him. You know what he said? He said, "Oh, sugar." He said the other word. Starts with an SH. He said the bad word. He said, "Now the guy came this close to me." He said, "Imagine he hit me and I died. That would have been my last word." Can you imagine the S word or the F word being your last word? And then on the day of judgment, you're resurrected doing what you were doing on earth. So people on the day of judgment who died in Hajj, they will be saying, "Labbaik Allahumma labbaik." People reciting the Quran will be reciting the Quran. You'll be saying, That's not good. But people, they get used to that. They get used to the bad words.
Islam is not just about prayer and pilgrimage and charity. Islam is not just about prostrating and bowing and recitation of the Quran. Islam is not just about worshipping the Creator. Islam is also about being mindful of the rights of Allah's creation. And that means speaking properly. Do not swear. Do not be abusive. Do not indulge in vulgar, indecent, rude speech. That is not the mark of a believer.
And people now, they argue things. Oh, such dumb arguments. People use bad words. I'm expressing myself. Oh, you're so clever. There are no more adjectives and adverbs in the English language. You have to throw the F word everywhere to express yourself. Foul mouth. Now, the problem with bad words, because now bad words is cool, right? You know, the guy said this, I cursed him out. People come boast to each other about how they curse somebody out. I let him have it. Oh, mashallah. MashaAllah, you're a hero now.
Some people, what they do, it's just their habit. And if they want to comment on how cold the weather is, they begin the sentence with a few expletives. And then later the fact that it's cold comes along. It's stars and hyphens, cold. It's a good number of expletives, hot. Even when they're happy, they say, "This is good number of expletives, good."
What if on the day of judgment, everyone's going to get their books that has everything you said and did. Imagine now, you're going through your book, because 50,000 years of people are standing waiting for the judgment to begin. When it begins, books start falling into people's hands. So you get your book, you start looking through it now. And it has stuff you forgot about, good deeds, bad deeds, everything. Then you come to the F chapter, your F word. And here you are, page after page of you being so thug-like and cool. F-word, all over, pages full of F-word. F-word, did I say anything else in this dunya? F-word, F-word, F-word. How thick is this chapter? You lift it up a little. F-word, 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 F-word. How many times did you say this? Now imagine, who's writing that when you say the F-word every time? Angels. How does Allah describe the angels? Kiram and Katibi. His most honored creatures. And you're making them write this? Honored creatures of Allah, and here they are.
If you speak straight, your deeds will become good and pure. Your tongue has an effect on your arms, on your legs, and on your limbs. That's why Imam Tirmidhi rahmatullahi alayhi relates a hadith in his Sunan that each morning, the limbs and the organs of the body, they plead with the tongue. And they say to the tongue, اِتَّقِ اللَّهَ فِينَا فَإِنَّمَا نَحْنُ بِكَ فَإِنْ اسْتَقَمْتَ اسْتَقَمْنَا وَإِنْ عِوَجَجْتَ عِوَجَجْنَا. They say to the tongue, "O tongue, every morning, fear Allah in us, regarding us. For we are as you are. If you are straight, we are straight. If you are bent, we are bent." That's hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. One utterance of the tongue during a period of fitna is like the striking of a sword. That's a hadith. Meaning the damage that one strike of the sword can do, the tongue can do as much, if not more damage, especially in the period of misunderstanding, confusion, and fitna. Therefore, no matter how angry we may be, how worked up we may be, the best advice of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to control oneself. And in one hadith, Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu says, I rode up to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to my knees were touching his knees. We were riding together, and then I asked him a few questions about salah, sadaqah, about iman. O Prophet of Allah, I said, tell me about those deeds that will distance me from the fire and take me closer to Jannah. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, O Mu'adh, indeed you have asked about a great thing. So can you imagine the scene? The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is riding, Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu is riding next to him. He has just given him a mini sermon about all the good deeds and the greatest deeds of Islam. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, should I not tell you something that encompasses all of the above? Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu thought, what could that be? Of course, Ya Rasulullah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, with his noble fingers, put his fingers on his tongue and pulled it out, and said to Mu'adh ibn Jabal, guard this. So Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu anhu said, Ya Rasulullah, will we be taken to task and questioned about our tongues? He asked in amazement. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, O Mu'adh, I thought you were the most intelligent of people. وَهَلْ يَكُبُّ النَّاسَ فِي النَّارِ عَلَىٰ وُجُوهِهِمْ إِلَّا حَصَائِدُ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ. And is there anything that will fling people flat on their faces in the fire of Jahannam other than what their tongues reap?